Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. Today, let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you, because you're our King, our Lord, and our God. And what a mighty God you are, Father. We thank you for what your Son did when he came to this earth to bear our pain, our suffering, our sin, our sickness, our disease. He came to completely defeat the enemy, and he did. Lord, I thank you and praise you now for the privilege to run this battle, run this race, to fight this fight, and to be able to know that we're going to be the winners, and to know that what you're doing, you're building up our faith, strengthening us to be the children of God that'll be overcomers, to reign and rule with you forever. And I praise you and thank you for the day. Now bless the word as it goes out today, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Now that we're continuing in 1 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to start right here in verse 14 again today, it says, we are to be as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Because in your ignorance, in your former lust, you obviously, as a lost person, you were controlled by the enemy, and the devil was your father. A lot of people don't like to think about it like that, but the devil was your father, so he was controlling you with the lust and the things of the world. But now then, as born-again children, you're to be obedient children, and you're not to fashion yourselves according to the former lust of the world. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy, and all manner of living or conversation. So as sons and daughters of the King, when you get a hold of who you are and what you're supposed to do, all those old crazy things about lying, stealing, cheating, committing adultery, fornication, you will not go there. You will not do those things because you will understand who you are and what you can do. So you will not go there. Then you will do what verse 16 says, because it is written, he tells us not to go to these other evil things, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Now, the Lord is telling us we are to take on his attributes. He is holy and without sin. So that is to be our goal now. We're his children. We're no longer living over in the devil's world. We're not living over there where killing, stealing, and destroying is located. We're living over here where we have life and have life eternal. So we are to be holy because our Lord is holy. And verse 17 says, and if you call on the Father, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning here in fear. Now you must realize that if you have to call on the Father, and I don't know a single person anywhere that does not call on the Father. Well, in fact, unfortunately, I guess I should say, I do know some people that are Christians that very rarely ever call on the Lord. They think he's too busy. He doesn't have time to take care of all their little problems. But let me tell you, God, although he's God, and yes, he has much business, he's got 6.3 billion people on the face of the earth today. But he can take the time to be one-on-one with any one of you anytime he wants to. And he knows your first name. He knows every hair on your head. They are numbered. And he knows who you are. And he loves you. And he wants to do good things for you. So don't hesitate to call upon the Father, because that's what he wants us to do. He's training us how to communicate with him through prayer. As we communicate with him and call upon him, he will answer us, and he will show you great and mighty things that you know not. And it says, and if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judges according to every man's work, past the time of your sojourning or your pilgrimage here in fear. So you got to realize that if you sin, you're going to have to suffer the consequences. But don't sin. Walk holy before God. He's going to bless you according to your works. Verse 18 says, For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by traditions from the fathers, but with the precious blood of Jesus. Now, you were not redeemed with the things of the world, or all these things that's physical or tangible things, but you were redeemed by the blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Now, our Lord, He went to that cross, and if you have seen this movie, The Passion, you will get an idea of what Christ suffered for you. I believe with all my heart that's the closest demonstration of what Christ went through of anything I have ever seen. I have taught that so many times that as I watched that movie, I thought, goodness, that's exactly what I've envisioned in my spirit as I've taught that when the Word of God says He was marred more than any man. His form or His body was beaten and bruised more than any man, so that He was unrecognizable. So they tried, the devil and those people tried their best to kill Him. They tried everything to kill Him, but they could not. No one could take His life. He lay it down at exactly the right minute, the right second. He waited till between the oblations of the evenings at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, when the high priest down the street was sacrificing the little lamb and pouring out its blood and saying, "It is finished for the sins of the people under the law." Jesus came to fulfill the law, and at that very second, He became our Passover lamb without blemish and without spot, and He died on that cross for you and me. But praise God, He didn't stay dead. He arose again the third day, and He's alive and well today. So if you have a cross hanging around your neck or on your on your rearview mirror or whatever, or at your desk, or if you have one anywhere that has Jesus on it, I want you to personally know that I would never have a cross that has Jesus hanging on it. Number one, He said we're to make no symbols of Him, none whatsoever. A cross is okay, but not a cross with Jesus hanging on it, because our King is not on that cross. Yes, He died on that cross, and yes, He arose again, but He's not on that cross today. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven. He's sitting there in His glory. He's reigning and ruling in the universe, and He's reigning and ruling the cosmos with His mighty spoken word every day. He is no longer dead. He was only dead 3 days, and then He was raised from the dead, and He's alive forevermore. Our magnificent Lamb without spot or blemish. Praise the Lord. Verse 20 says, "Who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Just think, before the foundations of the world was laid, Christ knew what we would do, and He told the Father, "I will go, and I will pay the price for their sins." All this was in the plan from beginning of creation. It's just almost impossible for a human being to grasp what they did in the laying out of the plans and the foundations of the world. It's amazing what God has done. But then He did it. Then He says, "Who verily was ordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Now, He did that for you. Now then, "who by Him do believe in God, that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Now think about this. Who by Him do believe? We believe in Jesus. We believe that God the Father raised Jesus up from the dead and gave Him glory. He has glorified Him above all and everything. And He has done that, and then He's made Him head of all things, and He's head of the church, so that your faith and hope might be in God. So when we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, when we put our faith in Him, we know that we have eternal life. Then he says in verse 22, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Purify yourself. Purify your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Serve the Lord Jesus. Love one another. Do what the Lord says. Have a pure heart fervently. Do these things. He says in verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible seed by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. The word of God is incorruptible seed. This is a seed you have to sow in your heart to receive your salvation from the Lord. This is a seed you have to sow in your heart to receive your healing or your deliverance. It says in verse 24, for all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Just think, man on this earth, he fights and squabbles and does all kinds of things for a few measly dollars or for a home or for a car. He'll work long hours, hard hours to have a nice automobile, and sure, it's nice to have a nice car. But if you put having that car before God, you have that car or that home, and you work all of your life trying to pay for it, and then one day that home will fall apart and that car will fall apart, and none of it's going to be worth nothing to you. So whatever you do, realize, put the kingdom of God first. Seek the Lord. Walk holy before Him, because everything that you do that's not of God is going to pass away on this earth. So whatever you do, don't be like the flower that's here today and gone tomorrow. But study the word of the Lord, which endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto us. As the word of God is preached to us, listen to it. Hide it in your heart. It will bring long life and health to all your flesh. I'd like to invite you to call me for complete tapes, outlines, for teaching video and audio tapes on these subjects at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can get a list of many of our video and audio tapes. We'll be happy to send them to you, free and postpaid. We praise the Lord for the privilege of serving. And remember, whatever you do this week, serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And tomorrow we'll start in chapter 2. Glory to God.